Masechet Berachot, Perek Het, Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah here is talking about a situation where one was doing Seudah Shilishit on a Shabbat, and it got dark, and that person only has one cup of wine. And we know halachically, the best thing to do is to say Bekat HaMazon Al HaKos, to do right after one says Bekat HaMazon, to say HaGefen with it. But this person only has one cup of wine, he needs to use it for Havdalah. So Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are going to have a machloket about what this person does. What's the situation? How does he do Birkat HaMazon following Havdalah all in one big unison? So the Mishnah says, Bet Shammai Omrim Ner Umazon Upsamim VeHavdalah. Bet Shammai says, the order that we do Birkat HaMazon over here, is first you do Ner, Boreh Me'oreh HaEsh. Then you do mazon, birkat hamazon. Then you do besamim. Then you do the beracha of havdalah, hamavdil ben kodesh lehol, and all that. Ubet Hillel omrim, ner, ubsamim, umazon, v'havdalah. Bet Hillel say, no, you flip the order. You do ner, and you do havdalah. You do one and four. He agrees to Bet Shammai. Everybody agrees that you do the beracha on the candle first. Everybody agrees. The reason for that is, you're getting benefit from light right away, right after Shabbat. So you want to make sure that you're acknowledging that benefit right away, because we know that the fire was created right after Shabbat. Hashem gave Adam Harishon in the times of creation two stones after the first Shabbat and gave him the gift of fire. So right away we're getting benefit from that fire. So you want to acknowledge that with the beracha and the ned. Everybody also agrees that Havdalah, Mavdil ben Kodesh Lehol, goes last. And the reason for that is, we want to make sure that we display publicly that we don't want to end Shabbat. It's not a burden on us. It's not something that's an all. We don't end Shabbat and run to our phone and check our email and go play video games or whatever it may be. We want to push away as much as we can to show how much we enjoy the experience of Shabbat. So they agree on Ner and Havdalah. Where they disagree is on Besamim and Mazon. While we just mentioned over there, last, just now, Bet Shammai said Mazon. Birkat HaMazon goes first. And then the beracha of besamim. Bet Hillel says besamim goes first, and then birkat hamazon. The reason for this, according to Bet Shammai, go back to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Bet Shammai would say that you have a chova, you have an obligation of birkat hamazon. And in order to fulfill your obligation that you have, you want to do it right away. So he would tell you, so you want to take care of that bigger obligation of birkat hamazon first, and then you go into the besamim. While Bet Hillel would tell you, no, these two inyanim, these two items of ner and besamim are all one entity. Like we said, the ner, we said the berachah on the ner because we're recognizing that Hashem gave us fire on the first Motzei Shabbat, gave to Adam Harishon. And the besamim, why do we say the berachah on besamim as part of Havdalah? In order to provide us comfort, in order to provide us a certain relaxation, because we lost one of the neshamot that we had. And we're sad that Shabbat is ending, so besamim is coming to restore some of that happiness that we experienced on Shabbat. So they're both symbolic of the end of Shabbat. So Bet Hillel would say, we have to do those together with no hefsek. So Ner and Besamim go together, then you do Birkat HaMazon, and then Havdalah. The Mishnah continues with another case between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai Omrim, Shebara Me'or HaEsh, uBet Hillel Omrim Bore Me'ore HaEsh. Bet Shammai says, "Huk the beracha, which is on Ner, bore shebara meor haesh, which is who created the illumination of fire, fire in the singular over there." And his reason is, and then I'll tell Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel omrim bore meor haesh. And Bet Hillel say, "No, the beracha is who creates the illuminations of fire." So two differences over here. Bet Shammai has bara, which is in the past. And Bet Hillel has Bore. And obviously, we're talking about what happened in the past. So Bet Shammai would say, we need to talk literally. Whatever the message is that Hashem created fire in the past, we have to say it literally. In the past, Bara. While Bet Hillel would say, no, you want as much as you can, stay loyal to the words of the Pisukim. And we see in Pisukim, throughout, talking about when God creates, he uses the word bore hoshech, bore ruach, in the word in the Nevi'im. So therefore, Beit Hillel would say, use the word bore, because that it's inclusive. It includes the past in the word bore, which seems to be talking in the present, but it also includes the past. And they also disagree about me'or ha'esh or me'ore ha'esh. Beit Shammai say, fire is one color. Fire is orange. And therefore, we're recognizing that one color, while Beit Hillel would say we're talking about there's many different types of colors of fire. You have blue, you have red, you have orange, you have yellow. There's different types of colors within fire, and we're recognizing all of those different colors when we say this beracha. Masechet Berachot, Perek Chet, Mishnah, Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about a few different types of candles and a few different types of spices that are not allowed to be used in the ceremony of Havdalah. Mishnah says, "Em mevarechin lo al haner velo al habesamim shel ovdei kochavim." One is not allowed to say a beracha on the candle or on the spice of an oved kochavim. So when it comes to the candle, we assume that that candle was used on Shabbat. An idolater is not commanded to stop working. So therefore, he probably used that candle on Shabbat. So we know the candle that we have to use for Havdalah has to be ner she Shabbat. Has to be a ner candle that rested itself, and therefore you can't say beracha on that candle. And these besamim of an Oved Kochavim, Gemara comments over here and says this is talking about not that it was just owned by a non-Jew, but it was used by a non-Jew in one of their mesibot, in one of their parties, and stam mesibot shel Oved Kochavim, a general party of an idol worshiper, is connected to Avodah Zarah, so we're not allowed to use those for Havdalah. Velo al haner, velo al besamim shel metim. Likewise, we're not allowed to use a candle or the spices that were designated to be used for the dead. What that means is a lot of times in those days, they would light a candle near a dead body. And the whole concept of lighting that candle was not to give forth or not to give forth light, but it was just to honor the dead body. And therefore, we're only allowed to say a beracha on a candle that was lit for the purpose of or of light. That's the whole idea behind Ner in Havdalah. And in terms of besamim that we used for a dead body, the besamim that we use have to be used in order to give off a good smell. This besamim was designated to cover up the bad smell of the met, of the corpse. Therefore, one is not allowed to use them for Havdalah. Velo al haner velo al besamim shelifnei avodah zarah. And also, if a candle or spices were put before an idol, before Avodah Zarah, just like anything else. There's nothing unique to these laws, but if it was designated exclusively for idol worship, a person's not allowed to have any benefit from any item, and specifically over here, a candle or besamim. And the Mishnah throws in one more ruling, one more halakha about a flame. It says, "En mevarechin al haner ad she'otu le'oro." One is not allowed to say, "Bore me'ore ha'esh," who creates the fire, the light, the illumination of fire. One's not allowed to say that beracha until you get hana'a, till you benefit from it. And the common practice that we have is one puts up his fingers and he tries to distinguish between his fingernails and the flesh on his fingers in order to get some sort of benefit from that candle.